handoff to Jonathan Taylor. Hughes hole. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 10, 5, touchdown. Jonathan Taylor made a man miss the line of scrimmage and then runs it into Pater. A one-handed INT. Are you kidding me? Kenny Moore.
What a play by Nyheim Hines.
Horseshoe is back, baby. The horseshoe is back.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of the Bring the Juice Colts podcast. Some news here. The Indianapolis Colts signed two players here on a Thursday. They add to their offensive line. They signed former Panthers offensive guard Chris Reed. Now, Reed will be 29 years old, started 14 games for Carolina last year, was an undrafted rookie in 2015. So adding a little bit more depth in the offensive interior. And then they also signed former Steelers safety Sean Davis as well to add a little bit of depth there in that secondary. So, Derek, let's break this down and kind of talk about both of these guys here. Davis, I forgot to mention, is 27 years old, so a little bit younger there. What's your instant reaction first to the Colts signing Chris Reed, offensive guard?
Well, I can definitely tell you from – I'm starting to now see what the strategy is for Ballard and what the Colts are doing right now. And I'm starting to actually come around to it, you know, just adding depth at that position. Cause I think Ballard's realizing that he can't rely just on his starting five to stay healthy all year and not have a backup. And that's exactly what he's doing right now, is just getting the backups. He's solidifying it to know that I have guys in case something happens, that I have guys that I know can go in there and provide some quality minutes when my guys are able to start. And I'm really liking it. I mean, it is showing their hand of what they're going to do in the draft. I mean, we kind of expected it, but we just now are seeing the true hand of what he's going to do. But, you know, again, Reed, a slightly older offensive lineman, a little bit, but a guy that does have some experience, like you said, started for most of the season last year with Carolina. Mm-hmm. That's great, you know, having somebody in here again that has that experience and was, I don't remember where PFF ranked him amongst guards, but I mean, you know, if you got to start for the majority of the season, I would imagine you're good enough to at least play in this league. So, it's great. I love it. I'm glad that he's shoring up the offensive line depth everywhere. I mean, that's really great for the Colts offensive line group right now.
Yeah, a couple notes here on him. So he's played in 47 total games. He has 23 starts. Last season, Derek, in his first like really extended chance to start in his career, he only allowed one sack in his entire in the entire season last year. Okay. So and that's in 892 snaps. So pretty solid offensive line, pretty solid numbers there. It adds a little bit more experience. I mean, last year, Derek, if we looked at this offensive line, we would say that was a big iffy beyond, you know, the starters, right? Was a lack of experience, because what did you have? You had LaRaven Clark, you had Chaz Green, you had Danny Pinter, who was a rookie at that point. And now I look at this Colts, especially the interior, and I really like what I see a lot. I mean, now you add a guy like him, you re-sign Joey Hunt, you already have Danny Pinter. So you have ideally three guys that could play that interior for you. You kind of have a backup at each position now, which is really nice. So I really love it for that standpoint. I love just the snaps and then kind of the resume that he provides, and that, you know, if one of your guys gets banged up, he can kind of provide some quality depth there as well. So let's move on to Sean Davis, a little bit more of an interesting name as well, because Davis has had a lot more probably starting experience, I would say, over a guy like Reed. I mean, he was a starter for Pittsburgh for multiple years, still only 27 years old. So he's still fairly young as well. And, you know, it kind of helps now solidify, okay, now you feel a little bit better about your safety depth as well. Because we don't really know what's going to happen with George Odom. You think he probably will return, but now you feel real good about at least three of your safeties, right? And with losing Tavon Wilson this offseason, you kind of need that a little bit of depth behind, you know, Kari Willis and Julian Blackman, and with Malik Hooker most likely going elsewhere. So what are your thoughts overall on the Colts bringing in a guy like Sean Davis?
Well, I mean, I like this for a couple of reasons. One, he plays very similar to Tavon Wilson, you know, much more of a box safety, you know, a guy that likes to play closer to the line of scrimmage, a guy that would rather hit rather than play in coverage, which, you know, in certain situations, you know, the Colts like to mix things up like that. So Sean might see a few snaps here and there. And on top of that, he's also been a special teams guy as well for Pittsburgh. So that's another great thing for, you know, the Colts are always looking to try to find even better guys for the special teams unit to see who can find some minutes, right? I mean, Sean Davis wouldn't have come to Indianapolis had he not been probably promised a special team spot somewhere. So, you know, that makes total sense. And again, just, you know, you're going to get your money's worth, you know, whatever. I don't remember the exact number amount, but I thought it was like a veteran's minimum, wasn't it?
That was like $3 million or something. Doesn't say in this article exactly what it is, but I would assume it's probably for fairly cheap.
Yeah, I thought it was for like a veteran's minimum or something, but
yeah.
So. Yeah, so it was a good contract nonetheless. You're going to get him for special teams and maybe a couple snaps here and there for the defense, you know, whenever they plan to use him. But
yeah,
again, just like you said, more depth. It's just shoring up that spot, the spots right now, and then trying to hit home runs in the draft at this point.
Yeah, and just more veteran leadership. I mean, that was, mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, as good as Julian Blackman and Corey Willis are, they don't have a ton of experience like in the league, as opposed to a Sean Davis, who has a lot more experience. He started for 3 straight years with Pittsburgh, hasn't played a whole lot the last couple of years. So it kind of is a nice little fit where I feel like he's a guy that, you know, if one of those guys gets banged up, he can kind of play in a pinch right there for you. And also you mentioned that the special teams. I mean, we know how much Ballard loves guys who play special teams. Adding another guy like him, especially with the uncertainty of George Odom. Now, hopefully you do bring him back, but I think that's just a wise move as well. So overall, I like both of these signings, Derek. None of them obviously are home runs. None of them are the A players, but you know what? Ballard does this. This is where he makes his money, man. He's done it the last couple of years. He signs guys that are under the radar, the people nobody's really talking about, that turn out to be quality players for him. And I feel like this kind of gives me similar vibes here to guys that could provide some really quality minutes for this roster and just provide what this team was lacking last year in terms of depth. But what do our listeners think? Do you guys like these two moves? Do you think these are good moves for the depth standpoint for the Colts? Let us know in the comments below. That'll do it for this one, guys. Thanks for tuning in so much. And as always, go Colts.